8:11. Man, I totally butchered that time. 8:11. Good morning. I'm Shane Neal here on the Mighty 690, and happy Tuesday. And we're joined now by Independence Chamber of Commerce President Lisa Wilson. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. And just wrapping up, obviously, what was an awesome weekend. And of course, we're getting some cooler temperatures this week, which is fantastic. And we also had a great weekend with the 100-mile sale.
We did. We did. So in Independence, we had over 100 sales. So we had 90 on our map. And I know for sure that we had at least 10 people come in after the cutoff date to still get their permit for the sale. But we had people in from out of state. They were in the hotel rooms. We printed off probably close to 1,200 maps. Mm-hmm. I doubt if there were any left. Big shout out to Ann Miller at the county. She is in the GIS department, and she was a huge help in helping us with our map. We gave her all of the permits with the addresses, and she helped plot them on a very easy to read map with a QR code. And I think everybody had a really good time.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because when I saw the map and I realized that there was 80 different places, I mean, I thought the same thing. I thought for, you know, a map that's showcasing 80 different places where you can shop, it was very easy to understand. And that's hard to do with that many sites.
I know. She is a map guru wizard, and she loves to do it. This is the third year that she's done that for us, and we are so appreciative of her. And she, in fact, she kind of tweaked the design this year to make it even bigger. And then we stretched it out on bigger paper so that it was easier to read. But, you know, some people might think, oh, well, it's just garage sales and everything. But there's a huge economic impact that 100-mile highway sale makes, because, as I mentioned earlier, they are in our hotels, but they are gassing up at our convenience stores. Mm-hmm. They are eating in our restaurants and then spending time in the community. So it's so interesting. We start getting people coming in early in the week wanting to map out their strategy to make sure they get the most out of their time on that 100-mile stretch.
Yeah, and it was I'm glad you mentioned that, because it was crazy. I was here, of course, Friday afternoon going home, and then on Saturday I was here in the morning and then went back to Independence in the afternoon. And like you said, just seeing the traffic at restaurants, seeing the traffic at stores, seeing the traffic at gas stations. I mean, it was an awesome weekend for not just, you know, the people that had the sales, but for the people that benefited from people having the
sales.
That's
right. That's right. And it was great weather too.
Oh, it was fantastic weather.
Yes. Huge success. So we're excited about that, and we look forward to next year. So, and we have lots more things happening in the community that I thought I would talk about. So this weekend is the Optimist Club Pancake Breakfast fundraiser. And I want to make sure that everybody completely understands what's waiting for them this Saturday at Dickie's Barbecue. In the morning from 8 to 11, we will be serving Chris Cakes. And they are world famous Guinness Book World Record holders for, I think, the most flips in an hour. Mm-hmm. But basically, they're going to be there making great tasting pancakes. And then, instead of serving them buffet style, they flip them in the air and you have to take your plate and run and try to catch them. So, excuse me, it's a fundraiser with a twist of entertainment in there. So tickets are $10 a piece. We lowered the price for kids, so kids that are 7 and under can get a ticket for $5. And with the cost of a ticket, you get all-you-can-eat pancakes, 2 sausage links, and orange juice. And if you're a coffee drinker, we'll have coffee there for you as well. So it's going to be a great time. We're going to have some free face painting. So this is a very kid-friendly event. We want families to bring the kids out and be a part of it. And it's going to be a fun time. And it's important for the Optimist Club to have a successful event, because they put all of their funds that they raise from this event right back into the community, supporting City Rec Sports and Jefferson Leaders, mm-hmm. and they do scholarships for the high school kids. They do a lot of things. So it's a very worthwhile organization. So skip breakfast on Saturday. Head to Dickie's Barbecue Pit in the morning from 8 to 11 and get some pancakes.
And you can't beat all you can eat.
No.
You can't beat all you can
eat. And I love pancakes.
Absolutely.
So Yeah, you can't go wrong with a pancake. I also want to make sure that everybody knows on the 14th, which will be coming up, that there will be a cash mob, and that's another opportunity to shop in our downtown stores and really help make the cash registers ring, kind of on an intentional basis. You know, we're all randomly shopping in the downtown, but the cash mob is a time where we all gather at the Community National Bank parking lot at 5:15 on the 14th, and we will all collectively walk to the surprise retailer and mob them, go in, and our commitment is to spend around $10 or more. And if you think about it, you know, if 10, 20 people show up, that's a significant sales. Those are significant sales in a very short period of time. So put that on your calendar for something fun to do. Grab your friends and meet in the parking lot of Community National Bank on the 14th. And join in the fun on supporting our downtown businesses.
And if I'm remembering correctly, I think you mentioned that after the cash mob, usually the group goes out to eat too, right?
You're correct.
And supports a restaurant.
Yeah,
so
you are correct.
You get food with that too.
That's right. That's right. So it's kind of a duo cash mob. So yes, you are spot on. So we go shop for a little bit, and then they announce the restaurant that we will be mobbing, and we all go, and we don't eat together necessarily.
Yeah.
You know, you can get your own table and you can eat and do your own thing. But again, that collective group shows up at the restaurant and again makes a positive economic impact.
Yeah.
So,
well, you always have my attention at food.
So. Okay, there you go. and then I want to remind everybody that we're going to have a ribbon cutting for Fleet Fuels in Independence on Thursday, September the 21st at 11:30. They're at 3966 West Main, and we want to welcome them to the chamber. They've been a chamber member for a while, and we have had a delayed ribbon cutting for some other reasons, and so they're wanting to bring some people in from their corporate office, and they're going to be there to do their ribbon cutting on the 21st, so that will be a fun celebration. It's always nice to recognize businesses in the community. And then I want to remind everyone also that because of high school homecoming on the 22nd, Glow Golf will be on the 23rd. It's typically on a fourth Friday, but not in September and October. They've changed those dates because of homecoming in Niwala. So Glow Golf will be the night of the 23rd. That's a Saturday night. Were you a part of that Glow Golf group that went over?
I was. So that was a lot of fun. I mean, it was definitely a different experience because I'm not used to playing mini golf at night. But it was like a fun, unique little challenge to it because, I mean, you're not, sometimes there would be stuff that you couldn't see that would pop up. So
yeah, they do it. They do a good job. It's a fun time, and your opportunities are coming to an end. So everybody has one more shot in September, and then we'll go a week early in October because of Niwala, and then we'll finish up for the season. So put that on your calendar, and then movie night. So we have movie night coming up on Saturday the 30th. The show that we will be presenting is Minions: The Rise of Gru, and pre-show activities are just a quick hour from 6:30 to 7:30, so you don't want to get there late because there's a lot going on.
Right.
And then the movie will start at 7:30. It's sponsored by Berean Christian Mission Center, the Hub Church, and Independence Community College. And here's what's going to happen down there between 6:30 and 7:30. We'll have face painting. Everything is completely free. Face painting, popsicles, popcorn, kids games. The fire department will be there with fire hose bowling. We will have Dr. Null doing balloon animals. We'll have glow bracelets. We'll have special photo ops with two minions that will be down there. And then I'm working with AWOL, and there's a possibility that we will have a couple of dogs down there from AWOL that will be waiting to be adopted and will be there for kids to see and to pet and to love on, and maybe on Monday take home. I don't know. And I think there's going to be some high school volunteers from the K's Club that will be there to help with that relationship between the movie night and AWOL. And then because the college is one of the sponsors, they are going to be down there as well. And I believe they're going to have their basketball team down there. So their off-season athletes, football team will be gearing up for a game. So the basketball team will be down there with their new head basketball coach. I think they're going to be serving root beer floats as well, so that'll be fun. And then Captain James Montgomery, the mascot for the Pirates, will be down there for photo op. So there'll be a lot going on at movie night. And again, that is Saturday, September the 30th. And if we can hold on to some of this good weather, it will be a perfect night under the stars.
Absolutely it will. And finally, getting back into the 50s and 60s in the evening hours, is it's just perfect for this time of the year.
Oh, my goodness. I know. I can't wait. Fall never lasts long enough for me. And then couple other things, and then we'll move into our in-studio guest. I want to remind everyone that you can get your Oak Ridge Boys tickets online, Niwala.com. They did open up last week, so they're selling like Chris Cakes hotcakes. So you'll want to get on there and get your tickets. And then Niwala headquarters will be opening up on September the 30th. We typically think about Niwala headquarters opening up in October, but this year it's September 30th. So we'll get a jump on buying all of our Niwala merchandise and getting our tickets. And then a save the date for Wednesday, October the 11th. The Independence Chamber of Commerce and Independence Community College will be co-sponsoring a candidate forum, and it's going to be the candidates running for city commission. So there's three candidates running for two positions on the city commission, and then there will be USD 446 has six candidates running. And off the top of my head, I don't know how many openings there are, but there are six candidates running there. And then Independence Community College has three openings, and there are eight candidates for that. So we're working on the schedule for that and how we're going to pull that off. But I want to try to get that done in one night so that everybody that wants to make an educated vote at the polls can come and hear all of the candidates speak, and then be ready for the November election. So I'll be sharing more information about that. But tentatively, what will happen is we will do a certain time frame for ICC Board of Trustees. We will do a certain time frame for USD 446 and a certain time frame for the City Commission. And if you want to come for all, then you just come for all. If you're only interested in one, you know that you only need to come during that block of time. And we will not deviate from that block of time either. So you don't have to worry about, oh, they got started early and I missed it. We won't do that.
And maybe it's too early to ask this question, but for people that are maybe wanting to ask questions to candidates, would they send those to you before the session, or can they ask questions live at the or like at
we
the
will
event?
Not have that. Thank you for asking that. Yeah. We will not have live questions.
That's what I figured.
And so, and a lot of the reason is because there are so many candidates running. Mm-hmm. There are 17, and I'm right now trying to figure out how to pull this off.
Right.
I mean, if you do the math do 17 times, you know,
4 or 5 questions a person.
Yeah, yeah, or 10 minutes a person, mm-hmm. and you're at 3 hours. So I got to figure out how to make this happen. So yes, you can call the chamber office. You can email the chamber and submit some questions if you want. But we will not have open question time, just Q&A from the audience. So we will not do that. But hopefully we will be able to work it out where we're on Facebook Live too. So if you're not able to attend, you'll either be able to watch it live on Facebook, or you can tune in later and watch it at your leisure. So,
absolutely.
And then with that, I want to talk about the upcoming wellness fair. So we have a wellness fair coming up at the end of the month, and I think it's important that people know all of the options at the fair. They know how to affordably get a good check on their health. And so I brought the organizer of the event with me, Kathy Shepherd. She was here last week. What were we talking about last week, Kathy?
9/11.
Yes, that's right. Yesterday's event.
So. We might as well just pencil you in as a weekly guest, huh?
Yeah, that's right. She's going to be my partner every week. Well, we actually have enough content that she will be back here in the next few weeks. We'll be talking about a Veterans Day event that's coming up in November that Kathy's playing a big role in as well.
So it sounds like this is your busy time of the year.
Yes, she will be back. So, with that, I just wanted to give her some airtime to kind of talk about the wellness fair and what all we can expect to experience and receive if we are able to go.
Well, thank you for having me here today. And as Lisa said, the wellness fair is coming up. It is Friday, September the 29th, and it starts at 7 a.m. and runs till 11:30 a.m. This is a great opportunity for people to come out and get some lab work done. Wilson Medical Center is going to be doing that for us this year. We rotate between the three local hospitals. Each year, one of them takes the blood draws. And so we're excited to be able to offer this. The basic blood draw is going to be $40. You can add on a PSA for $15 and also a vitamin D for another $15. So it's well below the price that is normally charged. So really a great opportunity. The results will be mailed back to the person, and then that way you can share that with your own doctor. But we have all kinds of things going on that day. We have free screenings. We'll have some balance testing that'll be done by Advanced Physical Therapy. Blood pressure checks will be done by Angels Care Home Health. Labette Health will be doing blood sugar testing. And then Four County Mental Health will be doing depression screenings. And then Dr. Charles Van Houden with Wilson Medical Center is also going to be doing some skin cancer screenings. So we feel very lucky that we have all these people that are coming to help everybody with the different screenings and just make sure that we're all healthy and going forward ready to take on the world.
Absolutely.
But we also will be offering immunizations. We'll do the flu shots, and that will be a minimal fee. I'm not sure exactly on the price of that right now, but as soon as we get that, I will start putting that out there for everybody to see. And we're hoping to do the new COVID variant shots. It's depending on when the health centers get that, whether we are able to do that or not. And we didn't list it on the flyer because we don't know for sure when it's going to come. I just heard on the news that it's supposed to be out this week, but then by the time we get it, we're just not sure. Mm-hmm. So that may be available, though, to everybody. And during the fair, we have all kinds of activities. We're going to have somebody coming in to do cake decorating. We'll have somebody doing massage therapy and dry needling, which is pretty interesting. We'll have an exercise class come in and some home health care trivia. And then we'll have some different veteran videos also during that time. So very excited about everything we have going on.
Yeah, and I mean, it feels like, you know, being in Southeast Kansas in this region, sometimes when you are, you know, doing health checks and getting different stuff done, your doctors, your specialists are in different locations and you have to drive 30, 45 minutes to go to one and 30 minutes to go to the other. So a very cool opportunity that you can get a lot of work done, a lot of tests done in the same location. Great opportunity.
Yeah, very awesome that we're able to do this. We had taken a break from it during COVID. Last year was our first year back. And so we're just hoping to build on last year and have lots of people come out and enjoy this.
Well, for people who are maybe wanting to know a little bit more about the event, how can they ask questions or get a hold of you?
So they can call me at my office at 620-332-1954. And I'd be happy to answer any questions. And if I don't have the answer, then I will get in touch with somebody who does.
Great.
Can I ask a few questions?
Of course.
I should have asked you maybe this off air, okay. But I'm looking. So it says on the blood draws, fasting preferred. So do you, off the top of your head, not to put you on the spot, but how many hours should we fast before our blood draws?
I think it's typically they like 8 hours.
Okay. So that's good because you could fast during your sleep if you get up early and go in. I'm just thinking about this for myself. And then when I go down to massage therapy and dry needling, so I've had dry needling done on my arm. I had tendonitis. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think anything was going to fix it. And dry needling did fix it. It was incredible. So when it says there's dry needling, is this, are they just talking about it or are they demoing it or what's happening there? Do you know?
So Emily Haynes is the one that's going to be doing it, and she is actually going to demonstrate how to do it. And I've seen her do it before, and it's crazy to watch how the needles react to your muscles and everything. So it's pretty cool.
It is. And I think people will be. Have you ever had dry needling done?
I have not.
So it's kind of like acupuncture, and they do it, and on my arm, I kind of looked away when it was happening, but then I got curious and was watching. But I only had two treatments, and I've never had any more issues with my arm. So I'm just knock on wood. And then on the massage therapy, is that another demo booth?
Correct. Okay. I think she'll have a chair massage set up there, and people can walk up and probably stand in line because I imagine that will be a pretty popular thing. But the main thing with the whole health fair is we're going to have service providers from all around the area, Coffeyville, Independence, Parsons, Neodichet. I said Independence, didn't I? So we'll have people from all over who are providing services in our community that someone might need. And so they'll be able to give information. So it's a great opportunity to learn a lot more about your health and about what things are available to you in the local area and make contact with people about getting those services.
And I love the fact you're doing cancer screenings on here, because how many times we're probably all three of us have had something on our skin and we're like looking at it and wondering, but we get busy and we're not going to go to the doctor because maybe it doesn't look as bad as we think. But what a wonderful way when you're in there getting your blood draws, or you're just there going around to all the information booths, to slip in and go, could you just look at this real quick? And because that's when you want to catch it, is early like that. So I think that's great that he's going to be there.
Myself, I'm on a 6-month rotation on the skin checks because I've had issues before. So it's very, very important to catch it early.
Great. I'm excited.
I am too. Yeah. Great information and great opportunity.
Shay, what time do you go to work in the morning?
5:30. But
okay.
I might be able to swing something and see if we can record something.
There you go. But I also want to let everybody know that each vendor that's there that has a table has free giveaways that they do throughout the day. They'll have a sign up at their table for a door prize. And then at the end, we're drawing for 2 Fitbit watches to give away to people who are there. And if you're not there for the door prize or you're not there for the grand prize, then we take your number and give you a call and you can run and pick it up. So it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, it certainly is. And thank you so much for stopping by to give us some more information about it. And we do appreciate you both being in here this morning here as we, as always, I mean, just never, there's never a dry moment ever in Independence or Montgomery County. I mean, there's always something. That should be the new slogan.
There you go.
It's always something. Well, thank you both so much. We do appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. We have Open Line coming up just around the corner, but first our check of Fox News, and we'll have more right after this on the Mighty 690 KGGF.